With Christmas gift time just around the corner, give some thought to presenting that special film buff in your life with a DVD or Blu-ray box set to match his or her tastes and interests. It's possible to find box sets of just about anything that's been committed to film. There are sets of animated works for kids, sets of TV shows from the early 50s through just last season, and sets of films by genre, actor, or director. And like everything else in American culture, the DVD box set has grown from two-disc special editions to super-size volumes, containing sometimes up to 100 discs, and the prices vary accordingly. But for true film buffs, the most logical selection should be something that's never seen the light of day in home video. And not only box sets, but also some very interesting single discs have been released this year. Olive Films, the frisky young upstart company, is having a field day picking and restoring some choice items from the Paramount library. These are not only previously neglected Paramount titles, but also many of the titles that company has acquired along the way, including a nice chunk of the Republic Pictures catalog. It's a no-brainer to spiff up digital masters of such classics as Johnny Guitar, High Noon, and The African Queen. But Olive has taken the time and trouble to give us beautiful disc versions of several films that are already in my collection. If you are a fan of the great independent writer-director Sam Fuller, this marks the first release of his Vietnam film from 1957, China Gate, finally seen in all of its black-and-white CinemaScope widescreen glory. Gene Barry plays a soldier of fortune on a mission, but finds he needs to connect with his ex-wife, Angie Dickinson, to make it work. They had a split over their son, and she hates Barry with a passion. And in a stroke of casting genius, singer-pianist Nat King Cole plays another of the soldiers in the troop. He sings the title song, of course, but also gets to shoot a lot of the bad guys and do some fine emoting. Too bad Cole's career was cut short at such a young age. He had a great screen presence that was rarely used. Another of the Olive film goodies is Hubert Kornfeld's Plunder Road, a low-budget heist film in which gold bullion is stolen from a train during a rainstorm, again in black-and-white CinemaScope. Gene Raymond, Wayne Morris, Stafford Rep, Stephen Rich, and Elisha Cook Jr. are the quintet who's in it for the big money and the long haul. It's a brisk 71 minutes and as hard-edged as low-budget movies get. And I can't leave out the latest remastering of one of the great film noir titles of the 1950s, The Big Combo, directed by Joseph H. Lewis. The print looks great with crackerjack cinematography from the dean of film noir, John Alton. The cast is stacked with B-movie greats like Cornel Wilde, Richard Conte, Brian Donlevy, Earl Holliman, and Lee Van Cleef. I would have to give this film three S's, as in sensuous, savage, and surprising. You'll wonder how they got away with some of the things they got away with in 1955. But if I had to go out today and plunk down some hefty dollars for a major box set, it would have to be the Japanese series featuring the character Zatoichi, the Blind Swordsman. Most film fans are only familiar with the samurai films of Akira Kurosawa, starring Toshirô Mifune. The Zatoichi series stars Shintaro Katsu as an itinerant blind masseur, also a lightning-fast swordsman who is incredibly lethal in his fights. Criterion has remastered 25 of 26 of the Zatoichi films, made between 1962 and 1974. They're here with new subtitles, original trailers for all the films, plus a documentary about Katsu, and a book with essays, short stories, and drawings. This has to be the box set of the year. Check our website for online shopping links and more information about DVD and Blu-ray box sets and single discs, and be sure to mail your list of wants to Santa Claus in care of the North Pole. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.